This is episode 2337 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome to day 4 of our series. We are midweek through our series all about letting go of painful or difficult events from the past. This is a highly requested theme. Almost all the themes I share here on the podcast are by request, and you can request a theme too. You can reach out to me. Usually the best way is on my Sip and Om Instagram. Send me a direct message there. I check those every day. And you can also send me an email at mary@sipandom.com. I'd love to hear from you and let me know how your meditation is coming along, and also if you have any theme requests. This podcast is for you, so customize it the way you want it. I would be incredibly grateful if you left a rating and review. I so appreciate those of you who have done that. I read those. And unfortunately, there's not an email for me to reply to you, and there's no way for me to reply to you. But I want you to know that if you've already shared a rating and review of the podcast, that it really means a lot to me. It helps me to keep going and show up every day for you. So thank you so much. And if you have not provided a rating or review, it would mean a lot to me. So now let's get started with your meditation for today. In today's episode, you are going to be guided as you begin to define a new future for yourself. So we started off the series letting go of the past, and now we're going to shift a little and open yourself up to what's in store for you as you create your future. And part of this week's series is your challenge. The weekly challenges change every week, and there's a new challenge customized especially for the week's theme. And these challenges are an important part of going a little more deeply with the theme we explore for the week. You are invited every day to condition your mind. This means you spend time with people who inspire you and in places that uplift you, even if it's you visualizing yourself someplace you'd love to be, someplace that uplifts you. In yesterday's episode, you were guided through a visualization that combined a breathing technique. Now, in today's episode, you are also invited to do a meditation technique, and that is the Ganesha Mudra. Many of you tell me you were a little resistant to mudras in the beginning, but now they are your go-to meditation technique. They're also one of my favorite techniques because you can do mudras whether you are seated on your meditation cushion or your bed, or if you are standing in line at the grocery store, stuck in traffic, whatever it might be, mudras help to calm your mind and body. It's a way you position your hands in a similar way as you position your body in yoga. Well, our fingertips have a lot of nerve endings, and our hands as well have a lot of nerve endings. And when you position your hands in a particular way, you stimulate a corresponding region of your brain. So mudras have been practiced for over 5,000 years, just like meditation. So here you are participating in an ancient tradition for your modern day lifestyle. The mudra, the Ganesha mudra, is a popular mudra to do. It's simple to do. And every Wednesday, day 4 of a series, depending on what that day is for you, I share with you on my Sip and Om Instagram a photo or a video of me doing the week's mudra. So you can find me doing this mudra on my Instagram. If you are on the Sip and Om meditation app, which you can always try for a full week free, there is a slowdown guide with the mudra right there for you to take a look at. So I'll guide you through how to do this mudra, and then we'll meditate. What you'll do is you'll place your hands with your palms facing your chest. Now, continue to face your right hand towards your chest, with your palm towards your chest, and take your left hand and now face it towards your right hand. So your left palm is facing your right palm. Now you're going to clasp your fingers together. So it looks like you're holding your hands in a lock. And your thumbs, just go ahead and press those downward onto your little fingers. This is a mudra that's going to help you release stress and tension. We could all use a little more release these days of stress and tension. So as you consider your bright future ahead of you, I want to share with you a quote from a very inspirational person who has overcome incredibly painful experiences from her past. And that is Malala Yousafzai. In October 2012, she was shot 3 times by the Taliban because she was a girl going to school. The world was captivated by her struggle for survival. She ended up winning the Nobel Peace Prize for her efforts to face the future with hope and positivity. She wrote a book called I Am Malala. You might want to read this book and spend time connecting to her uplifting thoughts, overcoming what she experienced from her past. She shares this quote that I'd like you to keep in mind as you meditate today. Let us make our future now. And let us make our dreams tomorrow's reality. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, begin to notice how you're feeling right now. Name your mood. Notice what may have triggered your mood. Become aware of your stress triggers and begin to manage them with insight and awareness. Inhale and exhale through your nose, noticing where you may hold tension from your past within your body. Gently begin to work with this tension. Mentally affirm, my past does not equal my future. My past does not equal my future. Imagine if Malala had let her future define her and prevent her from speaking out. How can you take a stand for yourself in regard to overcoming painful experiences from your future? Inhale deeply and exhale deeply. visualize yourself standing strong. Visualize yourself facing whatever it is you aspire to in the future. Make your future now, today. Feel yourself begin to open up to how you can take a stand for the best part of who you are. Continue meditating, visualizing yourself strong and empowered, regardless of what happened to you during your life that causes you pain. You are so worth slowing down for.